Professor Manfred Kindler, welcome to Amigoscopio.
Thank you.
Our first question, Professor Kindler, is could you tell us something about EN15224, the quality management system in healthcare services?
Yeah, okay, let's have a look back to the 2005, the year 2005. All registered German hospitals are required by law to publish a structured quality report every 2 years. These specifications are to ensure that all registered hospitals will regularly publish comparable details on the quality relevant aspects of their services. And these quality reports are published on the internet by different organizations on behalf of the health insurance companies. And these allow the patient and the referring doctor to compare the services of different hospitals. So in 2005, the same year, the European standard body SEN issued the technical specification TS15224 as a guideline for the healthcare industry on the interpretation for the implementation of such a quality management system. And in December 2012, this technical specification was replaced by a standalone standard to be used as a basis for the certification in healthcare. And the EN15224 is specifically tailored to the needs of the healthcare providers. And now, since February 2014, all German hospitals have to include an additional chapter into the structured quality reports about the implementation of risk and incident management. And therefore, the EN15224 supports the development in the areas of quality and risk management and patient safety. So now we are here.
Yeah. For whom is this standard written?
Yes, this standard is not focused on the manufacturers or medical laboratories. They have their own standards. This standard is applicable to healthcare organizations, regardless of structure, organization, owner, size, or type of healthcare services provided. This is the primary healthcare sector, the pre-hospital and hospital care, doctor's offices, nursing homes, hospices, preventive healthcare, inpatient and outpatient care facilities, mental health services, dental services, physiotherapy, occupational health services, pharmacies, and also for the organizations in social care. So, and the patient is a key customer in healthcare. And also the citizens in the affiliated area should be taken into consideration as potential customers. So it's a wide range of this standard.
And could you please tell us about the benefits of these standards?
Yeah, this is a question. Why do we need an additional quality standard? So this new quality management standard takes into account the special challenges of the healthcare industry. Many establishments in the industry aim for quality management in accordance with ISO 9001. But this new standard, EN15224, applies these general requirements to the realities in healthcare and places emphasis on the quality of care. And moreover, the translation of the requirements placed by ISO 9001-2008, which often is difficult for healthcare organizations, is no longer necessary. And we have an Annex B, contains a practical guide to the implementation of this standard in healthcare organizations. And there's a second benefit. This standard has helped to create a basis for providing access to services with a comparable quality in the healthcare sector in all the member countries of the European Union and enable change across national borders. And let's say third, the providers now have a good chance to achieve rapid certification for the organization of all processes in the everyday use. The accreditation of these certification bodies is just in progress in Europe.
So what is the difference to ISO 9001?
Yes, that's a good question. A lot of hospitals are certified against ISO 9001. So EN15224 is based completely on the structure of ISO 9001 of the year 2008. So the switch is considered simple. So the 8 principles of ISO 9000 of the year 2005 are also integrated, as we have the customer focus, leadership, process approach, the system approach to management, the continual improvement, the factual approach to decision making, and mutually beneficial supplier relations. All of this is integrated. But in addition, the standard can still be easily combined with other management standards. For example, with the Environmental Protection Standard, ISO 14001, or the Occupational Health and Safety Standard, BS 18001. In order to promote high-quality healthcare, this focus is on clinical processes and the risk management, according to the state-of-the-art knowledge and technology. Now we have the latest state of this art. Therefore, the requirements in this standard incorporate those from ISO 9001 of the year 2008 with additional interpretations and specifications for healthcare. Requirements have been added to and clarified according to the specific healthcare context.
And which are the new requirements, Professor Kindler?
Yeah, so first let's have a look to the definitions and terms. What is a clinical process? Well, the clinical processes include all care within the complete continuum of care related to that health issue. That means the pre-hospital, the emergency care, the hospital care, the primary care, and the rehabilitation. And a clinical risk is understood to be any risk that may have adverse effects on at least one of the 11 quality characteristics. And these quality characteristics have been defined as follows. It's an adequate and correct care, availability, effectiveness, efficiency, equality, evidence-based care, care that is focused on the patient to include physical and mental inviolacy, patient integration, the patient safety, timeliness, and accessibility. And each of providers' processes needs to be focused now on all of these 11 quality characteristics. The nonconformity in healthcare is a non-fulfillment of a requirement directly or indirectly related to any of the quality characteristics in healthcare. And it includes also noncompliance to legislation. And be aware, near misses, incidents, and adverse events should be treated as nonconformities.
Could you please tell us about the next developments?
Yeah, as we see, most of the healthcare organizations are focused on total quality management. So this standard is an important certification component for the integrated management system in healthcare institutions. And this will include, of course, the quality management and also now the risk and incident management, but also, nevertheless, the pain management, hygiene management, health and safety management, the conflict and integration management, and the environmental management. So we are really on the way now to the integrated management system in healthcare.